Welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. With the presidential election just 2 weeks away, it probably makes sense to take an astrological peek into this historic event, rather than make a prediction, especially since Obama remains well ahead in the polls, and because it requires more research than I wish to put in, I will look at the charts of both Barack Obama and John McCain, highlighting their important transits at this time. Obama's birth time is somewhat in question, as is his birthplace. Regardless, we can still look at significant transits to his natal planets. What stands out right now is transiting Pluto, the planet of power and extremes, in opposition to his natal Venus, the planet of love, harmony, his wife, and women in general. Clearly, Obama has polarized many women due to the bitter primary battle with Hillary Clinton. Also, this transit means that his marriage is being transformed, which can put a serious strain on his relationship with his wife, Michelle. Of course, any presidential campaign takes its toll, and this one really affects not only Obama's relationship with women, but also his own happiness and harmony. Extreme love and hate can oscillate with this transit. Also, during this time period, transiting Uranus opposes his Mars, which makes him more unpredictable in his actions than usual. It can also mean that he is more at risk simply because he is more willing to take risks. He is under pressure to change his direction, and he can, quite unexpectedly. McCain's birth time is also a bit suspect. However, his natal Saturn, which can represent his stature and place in the world, is strongly affected from an opposition of transiting Saturn, as well as from a conjunction by transiting Uranus. For McCain, his leadership is challenged from unexpected events, and the old tried and true ways that he has relied upon in the past to give him credibility are under siege. Essentially, he is being compelled to change his ways as he and the voting electorate come to terms with his past. His authority is being reassessed, and to gain the place he wants in the world, the presidency, he will have to adjust significantly. As for the week ahead for all of us, one highlight is the Sun sextile Pluto early in the week, a good opportunity to pursue your passion and what you truly identify with as who you are. If you don't know, use the time to find out. In the latter part of the week, Mars sextiles Jupiter, where actions taken have a better chance for success than usual, especially when you know what you want. So it's a good week to get things done by taking the initiative. Good luck in all that you do or try to do.